episode 134. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Wahid Tanner and will be your host today. Binders make up part of functional composition that allows you to adapt functions and combine them into new functions. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code live class? Text PROGRAM to the short number 44222 and you'll be on your way. Let's say you have a method that multiplies two numbers. Actually, you already have one. It comes with the standard C++ library, and it's one of the predefined function objects. You have many predefined function objects to add, subtract, multiply, divide, compare for equality, compare for less than or greater than, and many more. You might wonder why you would need function objects for this when you can instead just use the operators. Sometimes you need to pass these operations to some other code to run, and that expects either a function pointer, a function object, or a lambda. And it's much easier to use one of the predefined function objects. All right, back to the example. You already have a function object that multiplies two numbers, and you'd like to use that to send to a collection to multiply each number in the collection by two. Why would you want to do that? Well, maybe you need to temporarily speed up a game character's capabilities. The collection will allow you to pass it a function object that takes a single parameter. It uses that parameter to pass one of the numbers from the collection and calls the function once for each number in the collection. You see the problem here? The collection wants to call a method and pass a single number argument, but the multiplies function object needs two numbers. You know that one of those numbers is two, or whatever value you need. You could write your own function that multiplies a single argument by two, or you could write your own function object that allows you to specify what value to use when multiplying, or you could use a lambda and capture the value to be used to multiply each number. But you can't use the predefined multiplies function as is. Luckily, C++ gives you a way to use the multiplies function object. That means you now have four different ways to solve this problem. I'll explain how right after this message from our sponsor. If you need help with your programming, all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. There's currently room for 25 people to attend, and as of now, the one-hour intro class is free, and the two-hour beginner class is $20. There's a lot more that I can explain when you can see my screen and ask questions. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222, and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. In addition to all the predefined function objects, you also have function adapters, and together they make up something called functional composition. This allows you to build a composite function out of smaller functions, just like what the composite design pattern describes. Listen to episode 66 for more information about the composite design pattern. The bind adapter takes an operation as its first parameter and then allows you to pass in other arguments as needed. Some of these arguments could be specific values, such as the number 2 we need in order to multiply each number in a collection by 2. The operation in this case is the multiplies function object. Whatever argument you pass for the operation of bind will need a certain number of arguments itself. That's why bind allows you to pass in however many arguments you need. These arguments will be used to call the operation. So, to back up a bit, we want to ultimately be able to call the multiplies function object with just a single argument. It needs two. So, to fix this, we use bind and pass the multiplies function object to bind as the operation. Then we pass the number 2 directly to bind as the next argument. Bind will send that number 2 to the multiplies function object as one of the two required arguments. Now, where do we get the second argument? This will be the number from the collection. This is where bind gets interesting. It allows you to specify a placeholder identified by a number. The names of the placeholders are _1, _2, _3, etc. We only need a single placeholder, so we'll use the _1 placeholder. And that's what we use for the next argument to bind right after the value 2. Actually, it doesn't really matter about the order in this example. The multiplies function object has to come first. But then, we could pass 2 followed by _1, or we could pass _1 followed by 2. What we end up with is a function adapter that can be called just like a function object, and it has parameters that match any placeholders that were used. Since we only used a single placeholder, we now have something that can be called with a single number argument and will multiply that number by 2. In other words, it binds the single argument passed to it along with the number 2 and sends them both to the multiplies function object. You can use this capability to compose elaborate functions out of smaller compositions. And those smaller compositions can also be composed of still smaller compositions. This allows you to write simple function objects, test them to make sure they work as expected, and then stack them together in interesting ways. That's a compelling reason to add a fourth way to solve the simple problem we started out with. It might seem pointless for such a small problem, but composition is a powerful pattern for more complicated scenarios. And you're not limited to just using only the predefined function objects. You can bind any of your own function objects in the same way. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.